tano na tano au hamsini na tano mstari wake wa kwanza mpaka wa tatu. Tunasoma kwa Kiswahili alafu wengine wataendelea kwa lugha nyingine. Isaya mstari wake wa kwanza mpaka wa tatu, Biblia inasema ya kwamba haya, kila aonaye kiu njoni majini, naye asiye na fedha njoni nunueni mule, naam njoni nunueni divai na maziwa bila fedha na bila samani, kwani kutoa fedha kwa ajili ya kitu ambacho si chakula na mapato yenu kwa kitu kisicho shibisha. Nisikilizeni kwa bidii, mule kilicho chema na kujifurahisha nafsi zenu kwa unono. Tegeni masikio yenu na kunijia, sikieni na nafsi zenu zitaishi, nami nitafanya nanyi agano la milele, naam rehema za Daudi zilizo imara. Amen. Mstari wake wa kenda inasema, kwa maana kama vile mbingu zilivyo juu sana kuliko inchi, kadhalika njia zangu zi juu sana kuliko njia zenu, na mawazo yangu kuliko mawazo yenu. Amen.
This is in Nepali. Ma Nepali ma pardai su, yasaya paspanna ko ek dekhi nau samma. हे सबै तिर्खाउने हो, आओ पानी नै राहो, अनि तिमीहरू रुपैयाँ नहुने पनि आओ र किनेर खाओ, आओ बिना पैसा र बिना दाम धाक मत र दुध किन, जे रोटी जो रोटी नै होइन त्यसको निम्ति किन पैसा खर्च गर्छौ, अनि जे कुराले सन्तोष नै दिँदैन त्यसको निम्ति किन परिश्रम गर्छौ, ध्यान देऊ, ध्यान दिएर मेरो कुरा सुन र जे कुरो असल छ त्यही खाओ, र स्वादिष्ट थोकहरू खाएर तिमीहरूको प्राण सन्तुष्ट हुनेछ, कान थापा र मौका आऊ सुन ताकि तिमीहरूको प्राण जियोस्, म तिमीहरूसित अनन्त करार बाँध्नेछु, दाउदलाई प्रतिज्ञा गरेको मेरो विश्वासको प्रेम हेर, मैले त्यसलाई जाति जातिहरूका बीचमा साक्षी र जाति जातिहरूका एक नेता र सेनापति तुल्याएको छु, परमप्रभु तिमीहरूका परमेश्वर, इजरायलका परम पवित्रको करार, तिमीहरूले नचिनेका जातिहरूलाई तिमीहरूले बोलाउने छौ र तिमीहरूलाई नचिन्ने जातिहरू तिमीहरूका हतार हतार गरी आउने छन्, किनकि उहाँले तँलाई गौरवले युक्त पार्नु भएको छ, जबसम्म परमप्रभुलाई पाउन सक्छौ उहाँलाई खोज, उहाँ नजिक हुनुहुँदा नै उहाँलाई भेट, दुष्टले आफ्नो बाटो र अधर्मले आफ्नो विचार त्यागोस् र परमप्रभुतिर फर्कोस् र उहाँले त्यसमाथि कृपा गर्नुहुनेछ, हाम्रा परमेश्वरतर्फ त्यो फर्कोस् र उहाँले त्यसलाई सितैमा क्षमा गर्नुहुनेछ, किनकि मेरा विचारहरू तिमीहरूका विचार होइनन् र तिमीहरूका चाल मेरा चाल होइनन्, परमप्रभु भन्नुहुन्छ जसरी आकाश पृथ्वीभन्दा अग्लो छ त्यसरी नै मेरो चाल तिमीहरूका चालभन्दा र मेरा विचार तिमीहरूका विचारभन्दा अलग छन्। आमेन।
I would like to read Isaiah 55, 1-9 in Khmer. ខ្ញុំនឹងអានព្រះបន្ទូលនៅក្នុងសៀវភៅអេសាយនៅក្នុងចំពោះ 55 នៅក្នុងចំពោះ 55 ពីខ១ទៅខ៩ហើយអនអ្នកដែលស្រេកអើយចូលមកឯទីទឹកចុះឯអ្នកដែលគ្មានប្រាក់អើយចូលមកទិញហើយបរិភោគទៅឲ្យចូលមកទិញស្រាទំពាំងបិជូនឹងទឹកដោះគោឥតបងលុយឥតថ្លៃទេហើយអ្វីបានជាចាយប្រាក់ឲ្យបានតែរបស់ដែលមិនមានមិនមែនជាអាហារ ហើយបងកំឡាំងឲ្យបានតែរបស់ដែលមិនស្កប់ចិត្តដូច្នេះចូរស្ដាប់តាមអញឲ្យអស់ពីចិត្តចុះនោះឯងនឹងបានបរិភោគយ៉ាងឆ្ងាញ់ដើម្បីព្រលឹងរបស់ឯងបានស្កប់ស្កល់ដោយម្ហូបយ៉ាងថ្លៃវិសេសបីចូរអោនត្រជាហើយមកឯអញចូរស្ដាប់ចុះនោះព្រលឹងឯងនឹងបានរស់នៅ ហើយអញនឹងតាំងសេចក្តីសញ្ញានឹងឯរាល់គ្នាជាសញ្ញាដែលនៅអស់កលជានិច្ចគឺជាសេចក្តីមេត្តាករណាស្មោះត្រង់ដែលបានផ្ដល់ដល់ដាវីត4មើលអញបានតាំងដាវីតទុកជាទីបន្ទាល់ដល់ប្រជាជាតិទាំងឡាយគឺអ្នកនាំមុខហើយជាអ្នកបង្គាប់ដល់គេ5មើលឯងនឹងហៅសាសមួយដែលឯងមិនបានស្គាល់ហៅសាសមួយដែលមិនបានស្គាល់ឯងគេនឹងរត់មកឲ្យឯងដោយព្រោះព្រះយេហូវ៉ាជាព្រះនៃឯងគឺជាព្រះដ៏បរិសុទ្ធនៃសាសអ៊ីស្រាអែលបិទទ្រង់បានលើកដំកើងឯហើយ6ចូលស្វែងរកព្រះយេហូវ៉ាក្នុងកាលដែលអាចនឹងរកទ្រង់ឃើញហើយអំពាវនាវដល់ទ្រង់ក្នុងកាលដែលទ្រង់នឹងគង់នៅជិតចុះ7ចូលឲ្យមនុស្សអាក្រក់បោះបង់ផ្លូវរបស់ខ្លួនហើយឲ្យមនុស្សទុច្ចរិតចោលគំនិតអាក្រក់របស់ខ្លួនដែររួចឲ្យគេត្រឡប់មកឯព្រះយេហូវ៉ាវិញនោះទ្រង់នឹងអនុញ្ញាតមេត្តាដល់គេគឺឲ្យវិលមកឯព្រះនៃយើងរាល់គ្នាត្បិតទ្រង់នឹងអត់ទោសឲ្យជាបរិបូរ8ពីព្រោះព្រះយេហូវ៉ាទ្រង់មានបន្ទូលថាគំនិតអញមិនដូចជាគំនិតរបស់ឯងរាល់គ្នាទេឯផ្លូវរបស់ឯងរាល់គ្នាក៏មិនមែនជាផ្លូវរបស់អញដែរ9ត្បិតដែលផ្ទៃមេឃខ្ពស់ជាងផែនដីយ៉ាងណានោះអស់ទាំងផ្លូវរបស់អញខ្ពស់ជាងផ្លូវរបស់ឯងហើយគំនិតរបស់អញក៏ខ្ពស់ជាងគំនិតរបស់ឯងរាល់គ្នាយ៉ាងនោះដែរអេមែន
And I will be reading Isaiah 55 1 through 9 in English. Come, all who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Listen that you may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you. My faithful love promised to David. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a ruler and a commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations you do not know will come running to you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel. For he has endowed you with splendor. Seek the Lord while you may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Stephen and Roma and Sila, were you able to say that after I speak, that everyone will have a chance to tell stories of how you have received the living water, if you'd like that chance? Were you able to say that?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe you could say that now.
ខ្ញុំចង់ជម្រាបបងប្អូនថាតើព្រះបន្ទូលនេះចង់បានប្រាប់យើងអំពីអ្វីនៅក្នុងអេសាយចំពោះ55ពីខ1ទៅខ3តើអ្នកដែលមកព្រះអង្គដែលព្រះអង្គហៅអ្នកដែលឃ្លៀកអ្នកដែលស្រែកហើយនឹងអ្នកឃ្លៀកនោះមាននៃយ៉ាងដូចម្ដេចបងប្អូនយល់ទេយ៉ាងដូចម្ដេចនៃនឹងយ៉ាងដូចម្ដេចពី1ទៅ3យើងឃើញថាអ្នកដែលស្រែកអើយមកឯខ្ញុំមកយកទឹកឯខ្ញុំមកខ្ញុំមានទឹកហើយអ្នកដែលគ្មានលុយអើយមកឯខ្ញុំអ្នកនឹងបានទិញស្រាទំពាំងបាយជូរនិងទឹកដោះគោតាមមាននៃយ៉ាងដូចម្ដេច
Okay, nadhani kwa ile verse ambayo tumesoma inataka kueleza tu ya kwamba yote ambayo tumepewa ni kwa bure. Mungu ametupatia kila kitu kwa bure bila kulipa fedha. Hakuna gharama yoyote ambayo tumelipa kusudi tupate. Neema imefika, Kristo amefika. Ameleta yote iwe bure na anaita watu yote bila kuchagua kabila, bila kuangalia sura ya mtu, lakini anaita watu yote kusudi wapokee kwa bure bila kulipa gharama yoyote. Amen.
विशेष गरी यहाँनिर चाहिँ यहाँ विशेष गरी परमप्रभु परमेश्वरले मानिसहरूलाई उहाँका आओ भनेर चाहिँ बोलाउनु भएको छ. अनि यहाँ भनेको छ तिर्खाउने अनि जतिजना भोकाउने र तिर्खाउनेहरू म कहाँ आओ अनि पैसा हुने पनि आओ नहुने पनि आओ यहाँ चाहिँ सबैलाई उहाँको उपस्थितिमा बोलाउनु भएको छ. अनि उहाँ नै परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्छ. अनि धेरै मानिसहरू धर्म कर्म गरेर थाकिसकेका छन् किनकि उनीहरूले ईश्वरलाई खोजेको हुन्. तर परमेश्वर भन्नुहुन्छ तिमीहरू सबै म कहाँ आओ र जियोस्. अनि परमेश्वरले चाहिँ आज ती मानिसहरूलाई बोलाइराख्नु भएको छ. अनि यहाँ भन्नुभएको छ तिमीहरूको विचार र तिमीहरूको चाल चाहिँ मेरो चाल र मेरो विचार होइन. अनि परमेश्वरले हामीलाई प्रेम गर्नुहुन्छ. अनि हामी चाहिँ आफ्नै प्रकारले चाहिँ ईश्वरलाई खोजिरहेको छौँ. तर उहाँले चाहिँ उहाँ स्वयं नै परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्छ जसले तपाईँ र मलाई बोलाइराख्नु भएको छ. आमेन.
Thank you. Those of you who are paying attention and have been paying attention for the past few months may have noticed that our sisters and brothers in the Kamai worship and Sunday school class and in the Kiswahili worship and Sunday school class have decided to join us on these first Sundays of the month when we have communion because we're one body. And so one Sunday a month, we want to all be together. And I just want to say how blessed I am that you are choosing to be here. I know it is hard for you, and I am blessed. And I just want to pray right now that we would all receive God's living water, no matter what language we speak, no matter what we know or don't know, that the Holy Spirit would be present here in this place. Amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are here in this house. We thank you that you have been hearing our worship all morning. We thank you that you are a God who speaks and knows all languages. We thank you that you are a God who is the God of the whole earth. And right now we pray that you would be present with us. And like on Pentecost, we pray that we would hear each other. And mostly that we would hear you. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. I received an email that was timestamped 4 a.m. this morning from Pastor Chuck Neufeldt, who was here last week. He's our conference minister, and he was sending this email because he was all excited. He had just realized that the lectionary passage for this morning, he said, "It's your verse, Kristen, it's your verse." He said, "Tell everyone at Living Water that you're my favorite church." He actually says that to all the churches, but... And that he is especially praying for us this morning because it is our verse about living water from Isaiah chapter 55. If you have a Bible, please open it up to Isaiah chapter 55. You. Hey, you. That's actually what it says in the Hebrew. Hey, you. Sisters and brothers, I'm not making that up. Sisters and brothers, all you who are thirsty, come to the water. You who have no money, buy, come, eat. Buy the wine and the milk without money and without cost. I don't know about any of the rest of you, but I wonder if any of you have ever had the realization, maybe suddenly, or maybe it kind of crept up on you over time, that you were running on empty. there was nothing left. Nothing left. Maybe you realized it because some morning you woke up and you could barely drag yourself out of bed. Or maybe you realized it because you were cross with somebody that you live with, and then you realized the reason you were cross was because you're overwhelmed. Maybe it was because whatever you had to do that day was going to be hard. Maybe you'd made a mistake and it was haunting you. Maybe you or someone that you love is sick and in a lot of pain. Maybe, like the people that Isaiah was first talking to, the Israelites who were now living in exile in Babylon, maybe like them, you are a very long way from home. And you're empty. And so, maybe you realize that you've got to do something to fill yourself up. Now, there's a few things that you might try to do. There's a few options, and I think that they're the same options whether you live in the United States or Cambodia or Nepal or Congo or Babylon. Sometimes what we try to do is we try to fill ourselves up, right? We believe that if we can just be a little bit stronger and a little bit more self-disciplined and a little bit kinder and a little bit maybe get up earlier, maybe go running, we will fill ourselves up. And, you know, if you can kind of develop a technique, you could actually kind of make it work. Sort of. It's also kind of a mess. And there are days when I wake up and I really believe when I have extra energy that if I just really, you know, try a little bit harder, I will fill myself up. Amen? But eventually, I get tired. Eventually, I mess up. And so, on those days, I try something else. Maybe you too. On those days, I think that I maybe have some sisters and brothers who have a little bit of water in their cups. And if I can just, you know, like, do something, get them to like me enough, or if I can please them enough or make them proud enough of me or tell me that I'm good enough, or if I can care for them enough, that maybe that way I'll get enough in my cup. Maybe you've tried that too. I have. But that doesn't always work either very well. And so there's another thing that sometimes we try. We try to fill our cups up with other things. Maybe you've tried that. I don't know. There's lots of things that can fill us up a little bit, you know. You know, you can probably think of some of those things for yourself, but you know, there's plenty of things that we do that make ourselves feel okay, right? But the thing is, you can't really drink this. It's not filling. And so eventually we will look hard into our glasses someday and we will realize that this is not going to cut it. And it's at this place, when our cups look like this, that we've reached the starting point, that we've reached verse 1. We're thirsty and we know it. Unfortunately, it's at this point that God says, my plans are not like your plans. My deeds are not like your deeds. Just as the sky is higher than the earth, so my deeds are superior to your deeds, and my plans are superior to your plans. I visited an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting one time, and I was really struck by how at that meeting there was no pretending. Everybody who was there knew that everybody else's cup looked a little bit like this. Knew that they were trying to quench their thirst with something that wasn't working. Sometimes I think in churches people like to pretend that we've got our act together. We like to pretend that we're all filled up with the living water. But really, every single one of us comes thirsty before God every single day. And it's when we are in this posture of knowing that we need God's filling that God fills. They were supposed to fall out on their own, but. However, it might be true for you that you are running on empty, or that you have been running on empty, and that you have prayed that Jesus would come and fill you up, and you got nothing. And it doesn't take too many times before that happens, and then you start to feel like you kind of want to give up on God too. And I know that I have felt that way at times, and maybe you have as well. But I just want to share with you a little bit of how it has been for me to learn to receive God's living water. It reminds me a little bit of something that happened to me when I was pregnant. When I was pregnant with my oldest son, Liam, I started to feel him move around in my belly at about, I want to say, maybe I was 5 or 6 months pregnant. And when I started to feel him move around in my belly, I realized that actually the wiggles that I had been feeling that were him, I'd been feeling those for about a month. I just didn't know what they were. I thought it was indigestion or maybe just my stomach being funny. And I think sometimes the movement of the Holy Spirit within us is like that. We don't recognize the Holy Spirit because it's too subtle. And it's not until weeks or months or maybe even years later that we can look back and we can realize that that was actually the Holy Spirit. We just didn't know it. It felt like indigestion. When I was pregnant with my younger son, Elijah, I started to notice the flip-flops in my belly at a point. It was several weeks earlier in my pregnancy. I think I was maybe only about 4 months pregnant. And I think I realized it earlier because I knew what it was going to feel like. I had already had experience with it, and I knew when I felt it what it was. And I think that that is also true about what it is like to receive the Holy Spirit and know it. Over time and with experience, we can get better at recognizing the movement of the Holy Spirit within us. We are constantly a people who are turning and returning to God, getting distracted and then coming back. The first half of this chapter, Isaiah 55, probably about the first 7 verses, are about Isaiah's invitation, God's invitation to us. And those first seven verses are filled with so many commands that apparently there are some people who have studied this chapter and they've thought that the reason that there's so much repetition here of the commands is because at some point in history, some scribe accidentally copied the same verse two or three times because it didn't make sense to them that it was so repetitive. But perhaps actually what's happening here is that Isaiah is just so enthusiastic, so passionate about wanting the people to hear this invitation that he says it over and over again. Come, come, come by, eat, come by. Listen, listen, eat, give ear, come, see, seek the Lord, turn to the Lord, over and over again. And then the second half of this chapter, it shifts a little bit. It is the reasons why we should come. The reasons why this invitation is different from all the other invitations that we get. And in the second half of the chapter, verses 8 and then all the way to the end of it, 8 through 13, there are four reasons. Four fours in Hebrew and in some English Bibles and maybe in other Bibles too. Four fours, four reasons. The first one is, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways, says the Lord. God's invitation is different. God doesn't think the way that we think. God is not caught up in all of the ways that we get hooked into each other. God is fundamentally separated out from our hooked inness. And then Isaiah says, for just as the sky is higher than the earth, so my deeds are superior to your deeds, and my plans are superior to your plans. And then God promises, for as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that it goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. And that's the test. That's the real test, isn't it? That God's invitations, what God does in the world, is effective. And when we see it, usually weeks, months, years later, we look back and we see how God has been working. We realize that God's invitation is effective. God does what God says. And then the final reason, you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle. And it shall be to the Lord a memorial for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. God's invitations are always marked by the fruits of the Spirit. God's invitations always are marked by love and joy and peace and restoration. God's invitations are marked by the removal of invasive species like thorns and briars and the growth of the things that belong, the cypress and the myrtle. Isaiah's call here to come, to listen, to give ear, to seek, is an invitation into something that is different, something that is better, something that is effective, and something that is marked by joy and peace and restoration. Come. Come. all you who are thirsty, come. God, we pray that you would pour out your living water on us, that you would pour out your living water on this church, that you would pour out your living water on this neighborhood and in our city, that you would pour out your living water on our nation and on our world. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. At this point, in the time that remains, I'd like to invite anyone who would like to come forward and tell a story or give a testimony of how you have received God's living water to come forward and do that. And if you want to give that testimony in a language other than English, that's fine. We'll figure out how to translate it.
មានបងប្អូនយើងបានយល់ទេព្រះបន្ទូលដែលផាសទ័រគាត់បានលើកមកបង្ហាញមិញហ្នឹងបើបងប្អូនបានយល់ហើយបើបងប្អូនចង់អាចពន្យល់ប្រាប់ទៅនិយាយជាខ្មែរខ្ញុំអាចនិយាយជាអង់គ្លេសបានដូច្នេះបើមានសូមអញ្ជើញបើអត់មានទេក៏អត់ដែរ
Thank you for that demonstration, and I think that was quite appropriate and pretty awesome, I must say. I guess I'll yeah, here we go.